Hello everyone, my name is Mitchell Tierney from Homestand Sports, and I just wanted to let all of you Hoop Talks fans know about our upcoming August 5th event with Toronto Raptors and Team Canada coach Nick Nurse. With our friends at Canada Basketball, we are hosting a special Hoop Talks night featuring Nurse, Team GM Rowan Barrett, and more, all hosted by Harrison Sanford. Use promo code Canada at checkout for 20% off tickets, which are on sale now over at homestandsports.com. Now enjoy Danny Green and Harrison Sanford live from the Rec Room Toronto. As a quick heads up, the audio is a little echoey off the top, but does improve as the show goes on.
Hey guys, how you doing? Hey guys, how you doing? Way better, way better. Of course, looking forward to tonight. Obviously, Danny's here, Phil Handy's here, Navbatsi is here. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I do want to remember one thing. It was game six. I was right here at the Rec Room hosting a watch party. I was standing in this exact standing position when the Raptors won a world title. And this is the first time I've stood right here since that happened. So it automatically makes me happy. So I want you guys to do yourselves a favor. Look to the person to your left. And you can say it as loud as you want. I don't care. Maybe they will. Just tell them we're still world champs. Nah, that's unsatisfactory. You guys are acting like you're not world champs. Turn to the person to your right and say it. We're still world champs. All right. There we go. One of the people responsible for making the Raptors and the city of Toronto, country of Canada, world champions is going to be one of our guests for the show tonight. Hard work is undefeated, he says. He wants you guys to be your own GOAT. He's a developmental coach, well, was for the Raptors. He's moving on to somewhere else, which unfortunately we'll talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, Raptors fans, give your hands up for Phil Handy. Can't hear y'all. My man. There goes your mic right there. And Yep. And then we're going to sit in a little bit. Yeah. The items that Sammy was throwing out earlier were some of Phil's brand right here. Be your own goat. So Phil, help me out. Let's get the rest of these out of here. I think you got a couple bands. Phil hit me in the head. There you go. That's all it is. All right, Phil. Usually on our show, and you've been on the show before, usually when we introduce Danny or we introduce a guest, we have like a little theme music or something like that. Do you want to help me with Danny Green's introduction? You want to play that role? Yes or no?
No.
All right, can you give me a little beat or something like that? Give me a little beat. A little beatbox?
A little beatbox.
Yeah.
So you want me to coach?
Coach me up.
No, come on, man. Just give him a little 1-2, 1-2.
Okay. Wait. Are you beatboxing for me or
no.
Okay. All right. So let's just.
I want you to beatbox and introduce.
No,
Danny.
That's not happening. Let's just introduce Danny. All right. Coming to the stage for maybe probably the last time you guys are gonna cheer for him. Listen. I don't mind if y'all boo him next year, but right now. Cheer for him as he comes out to the stage. He's a two-time world champ, the money man from three-point land to help bring the Toronto Raptors their first title. His name, Danny Green. How you feeling, champ?
Welcomed. Feel very welcomed.
Throughout the course of the show, we're going to talk about their move to the Lakers. We're going to talk about a guy who used to wear the number 2 jersey here in Toronto. And then we're also going to reflect on some of the championship memories over the course of the year with some other fans as well. But first, Danny, he got into town today And I know you're happy to be here, but originally he wasn't too happy with me, his co-host, apparently.
Yeah, you almost didn't make it here, bro.
please tell them why.
Well, long story, last night. We were supposed to fly in last night from Montreal. Okay, DJ. I know I was kicking bars real quick, but we were supposed to get here last night from Montreal. I don't know who, for those who saw the last pod, Harrison thought it was a good idea to house it. So as I was gone for the last week or two, about a week and a half.
A week.
It was a little longer than a week. Harrison calls himself house sitting. I came back to my house. It didn't look like that. The way I saw it, the way my house was, all I saw was fighting words. Like, I wanted to kick Harrison's ass. Soon on site, I wanted to speed him up. But, you know, he apologized. I know the type of person he is. He's not a very OCD clean person. So I should have expected not too much. But it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. Luckily, we had cleaners coming today.
Do you still have a podcast co-host?
It's debatable. We'll see how this show goes.
So Phil, Danny, you guys have made the move to Los Angeles. I know Danny, we talked about it on the podcast. Phil, for the fans here, can you explain what went behind your decision to leave to make that move?
You know, that's a tough one. Before anything, I have to show like mad love to this country and to. Like Toronto and all the surrounding other states, that was unbelievable. Like what we were able
provinces.
No, for real, man.
Got you.
People don't understand just how tough a business this is, but the love that I have for this country and Toronto, man, is unreal. So thank you, first and foremost. You know, coaching in the league is like, in a sense, it's like the players. It's not an easy business on both sides of the ball. But one thing that you always try to do is you always try to put your best foot forward. So when I had the opportunity to come to Toronto, that was me putting my best foot forward, leaving Cleveland. It was a great opportunity. And I felt like, before the Kawhi thing ever happened, that the Toronto Raptors had a chance to compete for a championship. And then it just so happened that Kawhi came here. Going to Los Angeles has a lot of different things for me. Obviously, it's an advancement in my career. I've moved to the front of the bench in a really good opportunity to be back close to my family as well, as I'm from the West Coast. So there were a lot of things that played into that decision. And believe me, it was not easy to make that decision to leave Toronto. But I know one thing. It don't matter where I go, where Danny go, we forever motherfucking champs. Excuse me. I just had to say that. I apologize, but I had to put that out there.
For the little kids, sorry. Earmuffs, kid, earmuffs.
Man, I apologize.
There you go. It's too late now, man.
Danny, you want to elaborate on the decision for you? And are you aware that some people are not necessarily happy that you left as well, even though it wasn't necessarily up to you?
Oh, we haven't really put that out there.
Okay.
But yeah, as I was explaining earlier, throughout most of the summer, I've been trying to hold off because when we've done the camps throughout the city, the tour, we've done a TV series covering free agency and my time, what was going on the inside, behind the scenes stuff. So you guys will get, hopefully, a good insight to that. And I don't want to spoil it. You know, anybody that knows basketball, that watch basketball, it's not rocket science. You know, you kind of understand what happened, what didn't happen, what came to the table, what didn't come to the table, why decisions were made. And obviously, I think a lot of people here knew my first option was to run it back. It always was the intention. Even before we won it was, you know, because I just love the city. I love the people, love the fans. You know, I kind of built a home here. So it was always, you know, my first option. But when it comes to the business side of the game, like Phil said, a lot of things go different. A lot of things happen that's not in your control. And, I mean, some things are in your control, but some things you just can't pass up, some opportunities, some things you have to do what's best for you, your family, and your career. So when the TV series comes out, you guys will see what happened. But a lot of that, you said, wasn't really as much in my control as I would like it to be, or it wasn't as much my, I don't know how to put it, but yeah.
One thing that won't be on this series, so Dan, I think it was late on a Friday night, your decision was made.
Uh-huh.
By Monday, you were back in Toronto, and it was clearly evident that you were no longer a part of the team. Come around midnight. Please.
It was clearly evident. You know, when you leave a franchise, a business, all the people, you love them. They wish you the best. You know, say anything you need, we got you. They're still very personal. But some things are very impersonal about when you're done with an organization, when you change teams. For instance, you go to the facility and try to get stuff out your locker. And your fingerprint doesn't work anymore. You can't get in the locker room. So, you know, try to get everything done as much as you can in one night of packing and getting some stuff and also shipping stuff out. And you're like, all right, let me stop by and see if I can still get in this place. And, yeah, it didn't go so well for me. One in the morning, nobody's working the front desk. So, you know, that part of it is, it kind of makes you feel like, damn, it's over. You know, it's really over. They're like, yo, get out, yo. It's over for you. You're not here anymore. So that's always the realization when you're not part of the organization anymore. When you try to go in and your fingerprint, or you try to enter a building and they walk you in like you're a stranger. Mr. Green, we got security. You need to. Yeah, so that part of it makes it very impersonal. But you know, you take it in good stride and you understand the business side of it. You don't want anything happen in the facility of somebody that's no longer part of the organization. So, but everybody else has been great with the process. Everybody else has reached out and showed a lot of love from, you know, the staff on up.
Phil, can you get in?
Listen, I think everything is a stepping stone. Like, without me coming to Toronto and us doing what we did, this opportunity for me to go to the Lakers and be in that position would not be possible. So everything has a step to it. And for me, man, I don't care what. Toronto is forever part of my history and my career and what I've been able to accomplish on some historical level. So it's a stepping stone for me, and I'm appreciative for my time here.
But can you get in the facility?
Can you get in the building?
I haven't tried. I have not tried yet.
What you got over there? You got anything valuable over there?
I gotta go pack my office up, but
okay. Well, I don't think you're gonna get in.
That's what I tried to do. I tried to pack my office up. It's now we'll pack it up for you.
Well,
and we'll send it to where you're at.
You know what, D? I might call ahead and make sure somebody's there. That might be the choice for
you.
You
know, I'm late hours, so I try to go on night out when nobody's there, try to sneak in and just grab my stuff without bothering anybody. But
yeah, probably should have rolled up at 1 o'clock until morning to a building that you don't work for anymore, Danny.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Okay, that wraps that up. We're going to move forward to another discussion topic that I know is prevalent on everybody's mind here. To help us talk about this subject, it's one of my good friends. When I was learning about the Raptors, I listened to this guy's podcast religiously. He educated me. He's pretty funny. He knows what he's talking about. So, guys, give a round of applause for Will Liu, the host of Raptors Over Everything.
I don't think he knows he's...
Oh, you were at the bar? Where were you?
Nobody gave him the heads up that he's supposed to be here.
One more time for Will Liu, guys.
There you go.
So, well, you and I know about this, right? And so we should probably inform Phil and Danny, but I was walking down the street the other day, and there was a guy wearing a Kawhi Leonard jersey. From across the street, he got booed for wearing the Kawhi Leonard jersey. Now, there's been a myriad of emotions that have happened in the city as it pertains to Kawhi. Will, can you explain what you've seen as a reporter for the team? And then I would love for Phil and Danny to respond to that.
I think you gotta just look at the history here a little bit just to contextualize, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's like when you're spurned, it's like, it's really a reflection of how much people loved you and wanted you to stay, and then like that bends, you know what I mean? But I think that's temporary. I think most people rationally, they kind of understand like how special this whole situation was, this whole group was, and like, I think it's just like the history here, right? Like a lot of stars have left and people want that narrative to change so badly. And I think when everything goes right, you figure like this narrative is going to die right here. And it's just hard to sort of separate that a little bit. But like, man, I think in due time, like when Kawhi comes back, whenever that day is, like he's going to get an incredible ovation. And most people are going to appreciate that. Like, the first championship is the most special one. Like, for real, like that, I think fans are going to understand that. And Kawhi's going to get he's going to get this reception immediately. Like when he comes back. He's going to get his ring, and then we'll probably boo him during the game, but that's just how sports goes, you know?
Cheer, then boo him. That sounds about right. That's probably going to happen to me, too. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to get the same deal.
You're going to cheer for me, then boo me, which is fine. If it comes with the territory, you know, you're supposed to want to compete and beat those guys' team. So,
Phil, what was your take on Kawhi's decision? And you know, it's the first time a finals MVP has left the team. Your thoughts? Have you talked to him or anybody associated with him recently? How did you digest the news?
I simply took it as I think Kawhi did what was best for him and his family. I stayed as far away from it as I could throughout the whole process because I understand how difficult it is. And again, there's no right answer for anyone except for what he felt was right for him and his family to do. And again, he knows won a championship here. And the love here was so unreal. Amen. I just hope he and his family are happy. That's all.
Danny, when you came back into town, you didn't get you didn't get helicopters chasing you.
No, I didn't. I didn't. No, I came in a little discreetly, too.
Indeed.
I'm a little not as noticeable. You know, my hands aren't as big. I don't have braids.
Yeah. So I know you wanted to run it back. How did you digest the Kawhi news and as the opportunity, and we'll talk about this later, kind of changed? How did you digest the news? And I'm sure you were seeing what was happening in terms of his free agency.
For sure. I just think, you know, the waiting game part of it was interesting. It was fun, but at the same time, a lot of emotions, anxiety, frustration, a lot of different things. But I think the fact that what Phil was talking about, the fact that he got so much love here made that decision harder for him. When he first got here, I think everybody knew, you know, he wanted to be closer to home. But as the season went on, the process went on, the playoffs, you know, went on and we won. And how well they treated him here, even when he landed being chased, you know, throughout the city during free agency time, it was hard to, you know, decide to be like, you know what, I got to, you know, leave or go somewhere else. I think that's what made part of his decision, you know, or that process as long as it was. But I said, all in all, I think he grew a love for the fans. He grew a love for cities. It, you know, just as much as they loved him during the year, he respects this place. And he said, you never know what's going to happen in the future. These guys all have a lot of years ahead of them, a long career ahead of them, where they still might end up back in a city that they played for before and still do something special. So right now, this is a different journey for each and every one of us. This is the path we felt is the best way for our careers. And hopefully, he said, one day we can all come back together again and do it, you know, another time, give another go around. But we may not get that opportunity. But either way, he said, we're brothers forever. We appreciate each other. We love each other like family. And, you know, from afar, we're going to continue to support each other and root each other on, except for when we're playing against each other. But, you know, from afar, we're going to be family forever.
All right, guys. Danny, you're very much on your way to being a broadcaster, if you'd like.
Hopefully one day. Not too soon, though.
Not too soon. Keep playing.
Try to play, you know, for at least, you know, a couple more years.
There you go. Yeah. Phil, obviously, a wise coach on the bench. Mm-hmm. And, Will, you've covered the team for a while. So let's discuss what would you do, or what do you expect from the 2019-2020 Toronto Raptors. Will, give us some context, and then, gentlemen, please respond.
Listen, I'm going to be a little more optimistic because, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I've grown up supporting this team, so I'm always going to be optimistic about the Raptors. I think there's a good infrastructure still on the team. I think, obviously, the wing situation is a little bit different. You don't have as many reliable contributors. And I think what you're looking for is younger guys to step up and fill those roles. And you guys can speak to that. I mean, like, there are young guys on this team on the Raptors that have played a bigger role in the past, like OG. He started in the past for a 59-win team. That's not insignificant. And, like, you know, Norm has sort of been around, sort of waiting for that chance, and it just hasn't necessarily come consistently. So they kind of need these guys to develop a little bit. But, I mean, you guys can speak more to it. I mean, you guys are their teammates and their coach. Like, the young guys, there's something more there, right?
The Raptors are going to compete next year, hands down. Listen. That team, it doesn't matter, man. That team has a lot of pieces to it. And even with, like, Stan and Rondé, and some those are some tough dudes, man. Like Masai knows what he's doing. Nick is a hell of a coach. Bobby Webber, I mean, they're going to compete. It's not going to be a lay-down session over here. So I was that's the first thing that I thought. Just Pascal's development is going to be through the roof. Fred, Norm, Serge, Kyle, you know, that team is still intact, man, and it's going to be they're going to be a hell of a team to play next year for sure.
Yeah, I think you have a lot to be optimistic about, you know, for good reason.
Yeah.
They're still a very good, you know, and we're going to continue to root for them and cheer for them. But in the East, I think they're still a top three team, you know,
top
by far.
Three.
In my opinion, okay. With the potential they have, the pieces they have, and I think those young guys are ready. You know, I think OG is ready. I think Norm has been waiting, like you said, Norm has been waiting for this time. Those guys have developed. They just need the opportunity. Even Pat McCaw, like certain guys on the bench who haven't had the opportunity. I think those pieces will develop, and the pieces that you already have here that established veterans and guys that are becoming veterans, like a Pascal, are going to lead the team the way they need to. And I think in the East, they're going to be, listen, they're going to be one of those top three teams when it's all said and done. And you never know. They might come out the East, depending on how things go. You never know with injuries or, you know, trades or this may happen.
Yeah.
They're always in the running. So Masai and Bobby, they know what they're doing. So, I'm going to continue to root for them until we play them. I'm going to continue to be optimistic about them. And, you know, I'm expecting them to do some good things this year coming.
Yeah, you mentioned OG just real quick. Mm-hmm. I feel like because of the like he had like an appendix burst or whatever, and that was a very unfortunate, knocked him out the playoff run. Like, I don't think fans necessarily got to see the full extent of what OG can do. Can you just speak to, like,
for sure,
the talent that's there? Because that kid's like,
man, he had a rough year, man. And for us, I think that's how everybody keeps talking about. Obviously, Golden State had some injuries, and obviously they had some really key players out.
Yeah.
But we got through some series where we really needed OG. You know, we could have used him in Philly series, Milwaukee series, even though we won them. But it would have been a lot easier to play against those teams or be able to match up against those teams with a guy like OG, even Golden State, because he's just so talented and has so much potential. He can switch down the line. He can guard many different positions. Offensively, he can, you know, get to the basket. He can, you know, knock a knockdown jumper for you. And he can get to the rim, get to the free throw line. Just a huge plus for us on the rebounding, and that was a big key for us throughout the whole playoffs, not just in the Philly series, but the whole playoffs was rebounding. And he's a big guard that can do a lot of many, you know, different things. And I'm expecting him to have a breakout year this year. You know, he's a good kid, but I said he has a lot of potential as a player, and so I'm looking forward to seeing how well he does.
So you guys are optimistic about the Raptors. I am too. Still a solid team. We're going to move into our halftime segment here. We're going to get some questions from you guys, give away some raffles, but I do want to ask you guys one question, since you guys are optimistic about the Raptors. Let's just say the 2020 NBA Finals, and you guys answer the questions, don't let them. 2020 NBA Finals is the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Toronto Raptors. Can you guys tell me who wins? I thought so.
Yeah, we got to play LeBron again?
Yeah. I had no idea you were going to ask that question. Like, I didn't see that coming.
Oh.
That question, I didn't see that coming from 10 miles away.
So I believe we're going to get a couple of questions here from the fans. In the meantime, we also have some raffle items I think we're going to give away. So, Will, if you would be so kind as to pass those over here, please.
What are they passing?
Oh,
the raffles?
Oh, we got the raffle over here. Ah,
okay.
There we go.
Dun, 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 dun. The Recharge team. Welcome the Recharge team. Okay. All right, I'll
While we're doing this, can you guys give a big hand for Recharge of Milk? They're helping us put this together.
All right, and the first winner is, I don't know who wrote this, it's Chicken Scratch. Adam Robles.
Okay.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Adam. Please come around to the right, to my side of the stage,
Adam,
por favor.
R-O-B-L-E-S. Hopefully, or Robles. It might be Robles. I would say Robles. I've been in San Antonio most of my career, so I would say Robles. Could be Robles. Adam, come on up. Hold that for me, Will.
Where's Adam at?
There you go.
Come on up here, Adam.
I didn't see a Z, so I wasn't sure. Robles. That's got to be Robles. Come on up, man. Yeah, that's definitely Robles. Come on, man.
Yo.
What's good, Robles? Cool. Yeah, congratulations. They gave him a bag.
Congratulations.
Vodka water.
Ah.
Yeah.
Getting ready. Vodka
water. Yo, that's serious.
All right. Number two. Wow, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this at all.
What's up? Yeah, I mean...
All right, maybe I can spell
it
out.
That's all you.
MJ. Nope. I think they wrote it in Arabic or some shit. R-A-Y-N-D-H.
Well, I know the last name.
Fonto. F-O-N-T-O.
Hey! Yeah. Congratulations.
Fonto.
Are you lying? Are you serious?
Okay. Fonte. That's an E? We got to work on your handwriting, kid. What's the first name? That's Ryan? There's no way in hell that's Ryan.
No.
Bro, you got some...
No.
You got some Eritrean letters.
I got six
in here,
letters
bro.
In Ryan.
Hold on, bro. What is that?
There's no way that's Ryan.
Oh, it's Raina.
Raina.
It's my sister.
Your sister. Oh. That makes sense. Oh. Sorry, bro.
Oh. Sorry, that was
yeah, Raina.
You can't make that up.
I'm like, no way in hell it says Ryan. Raina, you need work on your handwriting, too.
For sure.
I guess it runs in the family, the handwriting. You need to work on that. Congratulations. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, she had a gift
Game
from
of Thrones
too?
Love right here.
Oh, that's nice.
Hopefully I can fit this around my... I got a big ass Targaryen. That's me.
For sure.
Thank you so much. Congratulations, Raina. We still got to work on that penmanship, though.
Next. Good handwriting this time.
Yeah, hopefully. That was wild. Yeah, we got one here. Man, why are we getting these wild-ass names? See her? Set her. S-E-H-E-R.
Yeah.
And the last name is even worse. I'm sorry, I'm not saying your last name is worse. Saying the writing of your last name is worse. Samami?
Is she coming?
Samawi.
There you go. There we go.
Say her. Samawi. Say. All right, I'm going to need you to pronounce this all for us. Congratulations. How you pronounce your name? Seher. And what's your last name? Simnani. See, I wasn't too far off. Congratulations. Seher. Yeah. Dope.
It'll get easier. It'll get
man, y'all are making this, making me work here, man.
Yeah, welcome to Toronto.
It's like a spelling bee.
This is how all substitute teachers in Toronto have had this feeling, actually.
All right. All right, this is a little easier.
Yeah.
Kiefer Chen. Kiefer Chen. Is that you, boss? All right. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it right. Kiefer Chen. You know, he's real humble, quiet guy. So I'll take my prize. So I'll make sure this is him first. Oh, yeah? Bro, we can't. Congratulations, this is you, right? Kiefer?
Yeah.
Ah, I got it right. Perfect.
Do you love this shit?
Yeah.
Are you high right
here
now?
Here we go. Next up.
Nervous. Are you single?
Oh, God. I'm going to say Robin. Robin Lost? Faust? Is that even Robin?
It looks like Robin.
What do you think?
Yo, come on. That's that's like a signature. Like,
do they teach handwriting here in Canada?
No, yeah, I can't even
like,
make out with
there,
a number. What's
I know you guys learn
say?
French. Do you guys learn English too? Read and write? It's like half English, half French.
yo, that is indistinguishable.
And the phone number is two numbers.
I think like the email, maybe. That's the better clue.
You put two numbers as a phone number.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's numbers. Yeah. It's Robin Skidas, the Gmail, the email. Robin Skidas, yeah, I'm sorry. Robin, I'm sorry. We're going to have to pass.
Sorry, Robin.
If you had.
We're going to email you the prize.
Yeah, we'll
we email you the bag.
Scanch?
All right.
Scotch?
Steph Lusignani. Steph Lusignani, is that right? Steph Luciani? Yes. There we go. Let's go, Steph. Steph Lusignani. Lusignani?
I'm going to apologize.
That is definitely not how you pronounce it.
Lusignani? Lusignani. Congratulations. Lusignani. I could tell. Oh, okay. It's like a lost art, handwriting. But we don't teach cursive anymore in the States.
I'm just going to go on the record and apologize for Danny Green.
Yeah.
Like, for real? Come on, man. You went to North Carolina.
Dude, these handwritings. This is easier. Okay, Daniela.
That helps.
The last name is a little wild. Daniela Jayapchura.
Yeah.
Say that again? Jayapchura. Yeah, how are you? Said it right. Daniela Jayapchura. Who are you? That's you? You're Robin? Oh, shit. Unisex. Okay, congratulations. Scaria?
Yo,
yeah, you get some handwriting, bro.
Why'd you only put two numbers in the phone? What's going on there?
And Daniela Jayapchura? Jayapchura. Do you know who that is? Is she here? Daniela, congratulations. Yeah, of course. Come on in. Your handwriting was actually really good. It's just your name is hard to say.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. This one didn't even put a last name because it's probably a very unique first name. Vishnu. Vishnu or Vishnu? V-I-S-H-N-U. Vishnu. Is that you in the back?
Vish, what's up?
With no last name, bro? Are you like Madonna or some shit? Cher. Vishnu. No last name. Come on up, bro. Put some pace to your step, kid. Bro, look.
No, it's real.
Damn. My dog. Congratulations, man. What's your last name, though? What's your last name? I want to try, man. Give me some. Culentre. See, look. I'm not bad, bro. Vishnu Culentre. Congratulations, Brody. Next time, write it on the paper.
Yeah, this is your job.
This is crazy.
I feel bad, though. I feel bad, you know?
Sandrine Ankim.
Oh, yeah, that was here.
Sandrine, is that you?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Did I say it right?
Take one out and give one to
Will. Sandrine Ankim.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Will.
Take one.
Yeah. Yeah, let other people say these names so I don't look crazy the whole time. I'm going to let you say a name.
Yeah, I got you. Last three.
I think that's
so easy.
Ready? Marcella Saktua?
Yep. Now you know how I feel.
Yo, last name you.
Go ahead, say it.
Let's go.
Marcella Saktua.
Say it with your chest.
Marcella Saktua. Are you here?
Oh, this is it. Marcella or Parcella?
Marcella.
There you go.
All right.
Yo, what?
You got some easy names going on over there.
Will, what you got?
It's okay.
I mean, I think it's Jan Yu, but like, last name Yu. They got CZ in the Gmail. Who's that?
See, now y'all know it's not just me.
That's it?
See?
No, come on. Like, that's not enough information.
Another no last name.
That's not even a phone number, man.
That's
come
the
on.
Last one.
That's not a phone number. That's
Z-H-A-U. This is definitely
Y-U, yeah.
I feel like this is another language, though, for real.
Yeah, no. This is
Ana Gomez. It's the easiest one of the night. Thank you for writing your name and having an easy name. Ana Gomez.
All right. I think we're about good with the gifts for now. We're going to get back to it.
Regularly scheduled programming.
Once again. Yep, I think that's you right there. There you go. Congrats, brother. Oh, you can say what's up.
All
All right, guys. Thanks again to Recharge Remote for having those gift bags. Guys, do yourself a favor. If you haven't listened to Raptors Over Everything, it's a great podcast. I want to thank Will for coming on set with us real quick.
Hey, thank you.
So now, coming on the stage as Will departs, is one of our favorite people. You guys know him. Super fan, Nav Bhatia. Come to the set, please. One more time, give it up for Superfan Nav Bhatia.
Well, guys.
Here we go.
How are all the champions doing right now? How's everybody? Thank you very much. You guys having a good time as the champions? Good, good. We had a couple of guys who deserted us here. Danny Green and Phil Handy. But I got to... Before I start this, I'm going to thank you, Phil, and Danny, I'm going to thank you for being the part of the championship run as a team. Thank you for your contribution, and thank you for yours, Danny. It was not just a one-man show. You know, July 18th, about a year ago, Danny became a Raptor. Almost a year ago. And I was on an interview, the world was going apart, DeMar was traded, and everybody's talking about Kawhi. You can go back on it, it was a breakfast news interview in the morning, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they were talking about the trades and all that. And I told them, I said, guys, we are talking about Kawhi, but there is another guy who is a big part of this trade. I meant it at that time, and I still mean that. This guy was a big part of the trade also for us. And I'm going to say the same thing about a couple of years. I think it was last year when we lost to Cleveland. We were sitting in Cleveland on a rooftop. And I was, you know, we were beaten badly at the time. And he was one of the coaches for the Cleveland who beat us. And we were sitting on it. And this is not a lie. Phil, you got to tell us what we talked about it at that time.
Man, listen, we sat on that balcony in Cleveland, on a sunny day in Cleveland, believe that. Me, this man, and Renku. And we talked about me coming to Toronto to help win a championship. It was crazy.
We did that.
Unreal.
This is unreal.
Unreal. On that rooftop. You know, just...
I wish both these guys, and join me, please, in wishing from the bottom of our heart, thank you to Phil Handy, thank you to Danny Green for all their efforts.
Thank you.
We are still the champions. They are gone to Lakers. God bless them. Best of luck to them. They have to do what they have to do. We respect that. But we are again going to be running for another championship here in Toronto. I want to be loud and clear about it. Are you guys with me, the Toronto fans? They can come and go. We are still here. We are going to win we are going to work on the second championship. Okay, I've said mine now. You guys.
My guy.
Yeah.
You know, he comes to an entrance all the time. I don't know if you guys know. I think he used to play for WWE. So wrestle back in the day. You got this down pat. Good with that.
I love these guys, man. They are my brothers. I love them and going to miss them. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do. We got to stay the champions.
So the portion of this show, because we've handled business, we've talked about the move to LA for you two guys, and we answered a couple questions, we looked at the future of the team, but this portion of the show is all about reflecting on what happened. So I believe there is a piece of video that I want you guys to look at that will be played behind us, and I want you guys to enjoy this.
Will it be in front of us too, and all these screens that's showing us?
Oh yeah, there are the screens.
They are showing us.
Thank you for pointing that out. But there is a piece of video that you guys will distinctly remember from your NBA Finals run. So are we good? Can I get a thumbs up from back there?
For some reason, I think I know what's about to happen.
You think?
Yeah.
Well...
Can I ask you guys a question? Did you guys like celebrating in Golden State?
Yeah!
Yeah, I like celebrating there too. It's pretty fun, man.
You know, guys, I want you guys to reflect on that moment. You guys all have unique perspectives. But what I find so crazy, and Phil, please start this off for us. You are from Oakland. You're coaching the Toronto Raptors. You were in Oracle Arena against one of the most premier dynasties in the history of the NBA. You beat the that was after game three. You beat them in game three in your hometown as you're coaching for a team in another country, and they're singing the national anthem in Oracle Arena. It's one of the coolest moments that will ever happen in the NBA, and I all of you have perspective on it, but for you, I imagine that must have been a wild moment.
Nah, man, that was amazing. Like, I was across the arena with my family, and I said, look at this. This is how these people put on for us. Look at this. I mean, they were over there going crazy. And I told my family, I said, this is what it's like to be in Toronto. Like, and they instantly got it. So for me, yeah, I'm from the Bay. I mean, the first team I ever played for was the Golden State Warriors. I grew up a Golden State Warriors fan, but none of that matters. You know, I was representing the Toronto Raptors, man. That's all I cared about. That's it.
Thank you.
It was just, and I've said this multiple times throughout me going around the whole country, but it's just amazing to see how proud Canadians are to be Canadian. You know what I'm saying? Like, in our country, we could barely get half the people to stand for the national anthem. You know what I'm saying? They're singing. That's the first thing they sing when we win, is their national anthem. So to see them, and we're all proud of where we come from, but Canadians, man, it's something special. And to see them in every arena, not just Oracle Arena, but we've seen them in Detroit, Chicago, New York, and arenas, Minnesota, arenas I didn't even know there was Canadians that deep. And they're singing the Canadian national anthem, man. And it was just it was amazing and great to see how proud they were of their country and us, and how they felt we were making them proud and representing them the way we wanted to, you know, do it the best we could. And, you know, they were just cheering us on, even after losses. We lost plenty of times, and they were still... That anthem you hear in the building, in other arenas, not just ours. So it's amazing to see how proud they are of their country and of our team.
Well, for me, it was very special because you all know I travel every playoff game, wherever it is. And Golden State was a really special one for me. Game three. We had about 1,000 people from the Raptors fans all around the country, not just from Toronto, it was from. I think in the end, it was not just Toronto Raptors, it became Canada Raptors in that series for us. And we had fans from everywhere, and it was special. But the sixth one, we had over 2,000 fans. 2,000 fans who were there, and it was an amazing to have that feeling when we won that, and I was a part of it. I don't think I will ever. I wanted actually to win in Toronto the fifth game, because every game I was getting a separate line of credit to buy the tickets and all that. So yes, I'm a champion. My wife is not here, and don't snitch on me, but I'm broke inside right now. I have a lot of bills to pay. But you know what? It's worth it though. It's worth it. Sixth game, 2,000 people, and everybody, the security guys, everybody is in awe. What's going on? We all collected behind our Raptors bench in the corner there. And, beg your pardon? Yes, yes. I brought everybody in the corner there, and we started chanting. And then I went in the crowd. The cops asked me to go into the crowd in order to do the crowd control, and I became the part of the crowd. So the FBI and the police called me back. They said, we wanted your help to get them out, not to stay there. And this is the true fact. So I told them, I said, give us about 45 minutes to celebrate, and then we will get out here very peacefully. We are Canadians, so we are going to go out peace. And that's what we did. We celebrated it. And I tell you one thing, guys, we are the champions, not because we have a good organization, not because we had a good coaches, not because we had good players, but also we had the best fans in the league. You guys.
You know, listen, I can attest to that, man. I have a very unique perspective coming from Cleveland and being a rival here, yeah, to coming to Toronto and being a rival. Unbelievable, man. Yeah. Just the fan base here, the playoffs, Jurassic Park. Unbelievable. You guys, man, just...
Not just one Jurassic Park. We had 20 all over the country.
That's crazy.
I just came back from Halifax. I came from PEI, and I tell you, everybody is talking about the champions, that Canada's Raptors. Mm.
You know what would be cool? If they did make a jersey that read Canada on it, as opposed to just Toronto, I think that would be a nice idea.
Well, no, but we are Toronto Raptors. Yeah, that's how we work. Yeah. We
had just an idea.
Don't get it twisted. We
don't
in Toronto.
Don't get it twisted. People, man. For real.
Don't get it twisted. This is Toronto's team. They're like, no, we own this.
Nav, obviously, you're going to defend your title next year, going to all the games.
Very vigorously and aggressively. I don't care. You know what? I think somebody, I just listened, it was a lot of noise in the green room, but I think somebody asked a question if it was Lakers versus the champions, the Raptors.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Well, guys, good luck to you guys. You have 6-7 teams to worry about. You have Clippers, you have Portland, you have Denver, you have Houston, and you have Golden State still playing there on the West. So, guys, you will be tired by the time you face Toronto Raptors.
Hey, now, listen. Look.
And
Hold on. Time out.
We're going to need it.
Time out.
The West is deep.
The West is deep.
Yeah.
But you know what kind of competitors we are, right?
Hold on.
So, look, this is what Toronto has done for the East. Brooklyn has Kyrie and KD.
So?
No. Listen.
So?
Listen. But you're not understanding.
Okay. I respect.
You got to understand my point. Everybody relax.
Okay, listen. Relax. Yeah. Let's relax. Give him a... Let's listen to
because
him.
I always have a different perspective. Toronto is raising the bar.
Mm-hmm.
They are raising the bar. So the East is not going to be as easy as you think now, yep, because Toronto is raising the bar.
We love that.
You got to think like that.
You know what?
Listen,
now,
to be the hunted
good
is different than hunting.
Yes.
You know what?
That's probably the hardest thing.
I'm not going to talk too much about it because we believe in showing the result. I'd rather be an underdog. I've been an underdog all my life. And look where I am today. We love to be underdog, but we're going to show the world what we do.
Hey, I love it, man. But back to Phil was saying, and I agree, it's a lot different when you're not the champions. I think the hardest thing was coming back the following year, because now the target is on your back. for real, everybody's giving you their best shot because they want to beat the champions. And like we said, everybody's gotten better. You know, Boston's still good. Philly's gotten still good. Milwaukee's still very good. Indiana's gotten better. You know, it's going to be tough for you guys in the East as well. But like I said, when you're the champions.
Danny, with all due love, I know the East, okay?
You worry about
making your finals there in the West.
I'll worry about the West. I'm just saying you guys got.
You said you're the hunted.
You guys are the hunted.
You know, where were you last year?
That's a good one.
We are going to be a good one. Don't worry, guys. We know how to take the challenges. Nobody gave us a chance when we lost two games to Milwaukee. Everybody said, that every writer in the country and the world said, Raptors are going to, it will be a sweep. I saw somebody in Toronto on the third game who had a broom from Milwaukee. So, guys, what happened? We won the next four. We know how to prove wrong to the other guys, Danny.
WWE.
Okay, Danny.
I'm with you, man. Like he said, the can't hunt raptor, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Can't hunt raptor.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be fun.
It will be good. We want to make it interesting.
Yeah, of course.
Nav, hopefully we do get to see that matchup, but I want you to keep your record of coming to games consistently. And I understand you almost lost your record.
Yeah. About 10 years ago, 12 years ago, everybody knows I have never missed a game. I've never been late for a game. And I've never left a game early. Right? I'm not going to brag about my marriage record like that because it's hanging by a damn string, a very thin string. But anyway, yes, I was going to miss a game one day. You know, everybody knows I drive from Mississauga to Toronto, and one day the traffic was so heavy on QEW, and I'm not going to tell you to do this thing, but I did something very, very wrong. I drove on the shoulder to come to the game. I did. Hold on. As I was right there near the exhibition center, and then guess what? I got stopped by the cops with their light coming. And the cop comes, he says, you know, what are you doing? And I told him. He said, aren't you super fan Nav Bhatia? I said, yes, sir, I am. He says, you're running late. I'm going to let you go this time, but don't do it next time. So my record. And you know what? God bless that cop. He escorted me to the Air Canada Center at that time. So my record is still alive.
That's awesome, man. That just goes to show how great Canada is. Yeah. Cops help you. It's a lot different than the States.
Yeah. Oh, that's cruel humor there, Danny. Cruel humor.
It's the truth,
but it's truth. There's another piece of video, and Phil, I want you to put your eyes on this, and I want you to help me or help us as... Tell us the thoughts that are going through your mind as you watch the video see coming behind us here. Oh.
Phil Handy, stunning all night.
24 points, absolutely brilliant.
An outstanding performance, and especially early on when they had to establish the lead.
I'm going to have D'Angelo on the block, starting on the block. He's going to be our defender, and Vitaly will be similar to Draymond Green. Okay, so first thing we want to do with our point guard on the ball, we want to make sure we square the ball up first, okay? No particular driving angles. His cue is going to be on his teammate. So as our opponent comes into a ball screen, freeze right here. Dan's job as our big is to talk and communicate.
So I think we're
loud,
good.
Early, and often.
Okay,
we use those terms to where Mike will be aware of where the screen is coming from. So our terms would be, when the ball screen is coming up on the right side, we use the word strong. Okay, if the ball screen is coming up on the left side.
So Phil,
was that the coach's interview? Where they had you break down? Is that how that works?
So Phil, in that video, we saw you back in your playing days with Nick Nurse as your head coach. Then we see you in Scotiabank Arena, coaching Kyrie Irving as a member of the Cavaliers. Now, if I would have told you at that moment in time, you would have come to Toronto, coached against, you know, coached the team that you just played against or coached against and won a title, would you have believed it?
Listen, man, if you would tell me
that I would be sitting here today just talking about all the stuff I've done. Would I believe it? No way. There's no way. The journey has just been the journey, man. And for me to look at just some of those clips, just a lot of growth for me personally as a coach, because people have always kind of looked at me as what they call a development coach. But, you know, in the NBA, it means that you just solely work with the guys on the floor and you help them get better. But to me, I do much more than that. Like, it's about real relationships. Like, every player that I work with, it's not about basketball. It's just about how can we get better as a straight person. And so this whole be your own goat thing is real for me. That's just how I try to live it every day. I try to give these dudes the best that I have every day on the floor to where they can give the best that they have. It's transference. So to look at that video, to see me playing for Nick 20 years ago and back in 1999, Nick doesn't look, he hasn't changed not one bit. I've changed a little bit. He hasn't. But to see that and to see where we've come, I'm blessed to be sitting here, man.
Danny, if we look back at the trade, remember, we taped the podcast shortly after the trade. If you could have imagined that from a year to that point, you'd be in this moment that you are right now, what would you have said?
Oh, man. I don't know what I said. I don't think I would believe you if you told me a year ago, you know, we're going to do this podcast. We're going to embrace the city. The city is going to embrace us. You're going to win a championship this year. Supposedly, you're a good luck charm, which I don't believe. I said, I would have thought you were crazy. And to make it back to that stage again, I said, I didn't think it was impossible, but I knew it was going to be very hard. And to be able to do it more than once, and I'm not the only one, do it more than once and be able to sit up here and, you know, say I won a championship, especially with a group or for a country that's never done it before, and be a part of history. I said, I would have never believed you. I would have thought you were crazy. I probably would have kicked you out of my office and told you to find a new co-host for your podcast. But, you know, we had some great strides, man, some great ideas along the way. You know, I appreciate you forcing me to step out of my shell. It allowed me to actually touch the city a little bit more than I would like to and express and show them more of my personality by doing, you know, the regular podcast and these live podcasts. It's been a tremendous amount of fun. And, you know, I really appreciate the love and support that we've gotten back from the city.
Yeah. Nav, I understand you have something you want to give away, but before you do that, Danny, I'm going to relay your point there. You guys have been tremendous in terms of embracing Danny and I, allowing me to continue my career in a different format, allowing Danny to get valuable reps in, getting to know Danny. We really appreciate you guys. If you guys don't know already, love the city, love you guys, and the support has been absolutely stupendous. We really appreciate it. So that's a hand clap from us to you.
Actually, I want to say one thing here. Give, you know, Danny deserves. To me, it doesn't matter sometimes a lot of people ask me, you know, hey, who's the greatest, you know, and I say Vince was the greatest not because he was the best dunker or he was a very good athlete and all that. For me, he was best because he was always with the kids. After the season was over, these boys, most of the time, take the next flight out and they go away, you know, to their cities. And that's okay. But let me tell you, Danny, in the last 3 weeks, have spent so much time with the kids. He is a big-time player for me. Don't tell me what you can do on the court. Tell me what you can do outside the court with the kids, how you can put the impact on the kids. And Danny, I want to thank you from all Canadians because you have done a big impact.
Thank you.
But that said, done. But that said and done,
okay.
The reality is he's going to be coming to Toronto as a LA Lakers. And I want to be very straight with you.
Okay.
We are going to give you a lot of love before the game.
After the game.
After the game. But when you come, I want to make sure I need your participations, guys. Are you going to work with me here for a minute only? Okay. Danny, I want you to come to the free throw line.
Okay, free throw line. Is this what's going to look like when I step to the free throw line? All right.
This is my seat.
This is you.
You're going to do free
throw. I'm going to be at the free throw line right here. I'm going to be looking at you.
You're going to be looking at me. I need your help, guys. On the count of three, you're going to make some noise.
All right. I know I'm going to miss every free throw when I come here now. Like, I can't not help but to look at.
One, two, three. This is...
Now I'm not going to be able to focus at the free throw line.
Oh, don't worry.
All I'm going to think about is you waving a towel and my podcast fans booing.
Guys, you guys are going to help me. Everybody comes on that game. As soon as the schedule comes, make sure you book that seat with the Lakers and make sure when Danny or even when Quick Clippers come, Kawhi's on the line, we're going to make the loudest noise and tell them we the North. You know, we are Canadians. We don't backstab you. We say in the front what we are going to do, and that's what we're going to do.
Front stab you.
No,
front stab you.
You are a Lakers. Guys, you know, really proud of you guys for doing that for me. And make sure everybody gets that seat and be in that arena. And let's help me to have him miss all his free throws.
Appreciate that, Nap. Thanks, man.
Speaking of which, when the Lakers come back in town, it would be a pleasure of mine if the schedule works out that we're able to do another live show in front of you guys. You won't get booed at the live show.
I hope not. I hope we won't get booed.
No, we're going to show you love.
We'll bring a Raptor, so hopefully that'll help.
Yeah, that'll help.
Only the 48 minutes of the game, we are going to be competitive.
Okay. Thank you. Our live shows have been a lot of fun, but I think you guys have really connected to Danny and the team. Well, first of all, yeah, I would say that. It's been really crazy that throughout the course of the year, you've been able to learn about the team because of the podcast. You get to know more about Phil and Marc Gasol and Kyle Lowry and things of that nature. And we want to thank you guys for watching us. And with that being said, if you didn't watch the podcast, which I assume most of you did, we want to reflect on some of the best moments of the year. After we do that, then we'll have some questions from the audience, then we'll give away some more raffles, and then we'll have some more fun with what we're doing here. But I want you guys to, if you like, to remember all the fun that we've had in the studio this year. Make sure you look at the screen behind us.
Yeah, nice little highlight reel, huh?
You got it here. Yeah. Great room.
I just want to go home and make babies, man. You know, I love babies, man.
I'm in another man's clothes. I was like, this is so disturbing. And I don't jab. I'll go for the haymaker. Yeah.
Who else makes the All-Star game over me?
We could talk about that if you did. If that's really on your mind, we could talk about that, too.
For sure. I was supposed to be in that picture, I think.
Oh, yeah?
You cut me out. It's all good. I didn't make the cut.
Can we Photoshop
it? I lost it. And there was F-bombs. There was B-words.
He bit
like,
you?
Oh, damn, it's Mark. Yeah, look, he bit me. I was like, I got him. I got him good.
Say it again, Kyle. She's too small. Like, thank God. She's too small.
Mero Hezonja was so pissed. He's like, come back. Double.
No, they're not going to give it to you twice. You ain't going to give
you
it twice.
One chance, buddy. You expected Kawhi to get booed, right?
I think most people did.
But did you expect to hear the words traitor?
And I isolate on different groups of people.
I see the reaction time, was.
And everyone's like.
Flint hasn't had clean water since 2014. And it's supposed to get fixed in 2020. But to do that, you have to rip out every single pipe.
What is the most annoying part about being a coach?
I don't like spicy because I'm spicy enough. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. It's called Shoppers Drug Mart.
Well, there's two of them. Isn't there a Shoppers and a Druggers? Okay. No, I thought there was Shoppers and then there was a Druggers. Sorry.
I don't think
we have seen the best yet. I don't think we are even near the best yet.
Shoppers and Druggers, huh?
I do know the difference now. I know the difference now. I know there's only one. I do know this. Been there quite a bit. It was early in the season, bro. I haven't been grocery shopping yet. I get groceries from there. Sorry.
We're gonna move into our Q&A, give you guys an opportunity to ask these guys some questions, because you should have the opportunity to do such. But before we do that, I think Recharge has a special gift they'd like to present Danny, I believe.
Got a gift for me, huh?
Yeah.
Recharge, thank you. I don't know what it is, but thank you. Ah, there you go. Here we go. Recharge.
You got to open it up in front of everybody, Danny.
I got to open it up for... Thank you. Hold on. Let's see what we got here.
Would you like to tell us what's in the bag? There you go.
It's some swag with Recharge with Milk and Danny Green. Hope you like it, Danny.
I do. Is this the rec room blanket?
Yeah.
I would open it up.
It's okay.
The Recharge team was so gracious to us and put together this care package here. And on top of that, they actually had the Dairy Farmers of Ontario make a special request. Kayla, you want to tell us about it?
So, Danny, since at your last podcast, we had Sheldon Creek make your custom milk. We had Sheldon Creek name one of their new baby calves after you. Oh. Little Miss Hanview Green Ranger is now at Sheldon Creek for you.
Wow. That's pretty
thank cool. you, thank you. I always wanted a cow to be named after me. I did. That was like one of my lifelong goals. Thank you so much, Recharge.
Bucket list, alright?
That's special. That's special. So let's...
That's a lot of stuff, man.
We're going to try and do a couple giveaways, but we're also going to try and get some questions in. I'm going to get a question from this side... Oh, Sam's got the... Oh, you got it, boss. Thank you.
All right, we're going to shoot.
Make sure you say your name, how long you've been a Raptor fan.
Yeah, you want to...
Well, let's do this.
You want them to put their whole life out there, don't they?
All right, let's do this. Let's say your name and then say your favorite memory from this past season.
Jeez.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
You know they could barely write, bro.
This is talking now.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. It's a joke. Here we go. Let's see what you got.
Hi, my name is Maya, and my favorite memory is watching videos of you dancing.
Ah, it's been a while since I cut some rug. I'm old
my
now.
My question is, what's your favorite thing about being on the Raptors?
My favorite thing about being on the Raptors, there's a couple things, actually. Obviously, my teammates, my brothers, and be able to travel, compete, and go into battles with them, and obviously win with them. And the second part was probably the fans. Not probably, for sure the fans. You know, that arena, even when I was going through struggles, they were standing up out of their seats every time I took a shot to see if it was going in. And when it finally did go in, they cheered like hell, yep, as if we won a championship already. And it was the first basket of the game. I'm like, we got a lot more to play. But, you know, just the fans have been amazing all year and supported me regardless if I was having struggles or not, ups and downs, and throughout the whole season and playoffs. So those are the two main things I'll miss the most for sure.
Danny's, we'll go to the next question here in a second. But speaking of shot making, do you know that you scored the first points in Toronto Raptors NBA Finals history?
I did not know that.
Yeah?
The first bucket. And they cheered like hell. Because it was my first basket in a while. First three-pointer in a while. And they cheered like hell. It was a good one to cheer for.
There you go. Forever in the history books, brother. We have another question here. Sammy?
Hi, Danny. Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
Love you guys. I've been a Raptor fan since day one.
What's your name?
Andrea.
Favorite moment from the season?
When Danny got acquired here with Kawhi. I jumped up higher than him than Kawhi. Sorry.
Acquisition.
Okay. Now that you guys are the rock stars of the NBA, what can you tell us about your life that is either the good, the bad, and the ugly that fans don't get to see?
That's a very good question. You know, you guys see a lot of the lights, the glam, the glitter, all that good stuff. And it's fun, don't get me wrong. The parade was amazing. The love was amazing. But the bad thing about winning, it's obviously great to win. The bad thing about winning is you have a shorter summer. And, you know, you got to go back to work within 2 months. You got 1 month of rest. And even during that 1 month of rest, when you end the season earlier, you have plans for the summer. A lot of guys plan their summers out before the season ends. And a lot of that is with the camps. A lot of that is vacations or doing whatever it is, an internship or real estate or learning about coaching or doing stuff with your family. Now you got to crunch all that into a shorter period of time, which you really don't have an off season. Even though we have a summer, it's really not much of an off season. You get to rest. So as soon as we've won, the next day after celebrating, like, look, we got to get you to New York for this Puma activation. We got to get you here for this. We got camp this weekend coming up. Now we got to go to Halifax. We go to Winnipeg, Ottawa, Montreal, Vancouver. You know,
like Vancouver.
Back. Vancouver had its ups and downs. But all in all, it was great. You know, it was amazing. But I said there's a lot of activations, there's a lot of appearances, there's a lot of show faces, a lot of camps, and a lot less downtime than you would like to have after winning because of a shorter summer where you have to cram all your stuff. And like, oh, we want you to go to China now because everybody wants to celebrate you, which is amazing. But the way you want to celebrate a lot of times is to do nothing and just be at home and be with your family. But
maybe you will maybe you will get that time next year.
With the punchline. It's a great punchline. But
man, you know what's crazy?
He's got the punch.
You do a really good job of making it sound like you have a tough life.
I know.
You do a real good job of selling that.
It sounds crazy. It's a lot of fun, though. But you said everybody wants to celebrate you. And we try to celebrate with the people that show us so much love and support back as best we can. So we'll go.
But a lot of credit to Danny, guys, for spending the last 3 weeks. He could be wherever he wants, Bahamas, Bermuda, wherever. But he decided to spend with the Canadian kids from coast to coast.
Thank you. So I recently sat down with somebody who has a pretty big name, and he's an actor, and he kind of broke it down for me, part of it. And you would think his life is probably really, and our lives are very special, and we enjoy it. But you know, as soon as he got off a set of a movie set, he's like, you don't want none of this life. You don't want this life. After his set, he had allergies, he looked crazy, his face was swollen up, he had to fly out to go do a photo shoot in Florida and then come back to Montreal to finish shooting a set. And I'm like, dude, what the 16-hour days where you just on? And it's a lot put into it, but the result is worth it. And the reason why it keeps us, the reason why we do it is because of you guys and the energy you guys put into us and the love that we feel when we go to these places like a China, like a, you know, Australia or whatever it is. Even here, when we come back to our home cities, the love you guys show us, it makes it that much worth it. And that's why we, you know, get up out of our beds, get up off our ass and show love back to you guys and have no problems doing these appearances, podcasts or camps because it makes you guys happy, which in turn makes us happy.
Okay. Are you going to China and Australia?
I'm supposed to be. Australia was in the books, but I don't think I'm going to make it to Australia.
Well,
China
let me tell
is
you,
in the books.
Let me tell
I'm
you.
To be going to China.
If you're playing Canadian basketball, their Canada basketball team, I'll be there with my towel
okay.
with you also.
Okay.
Because we are going to start supporting Canada basketball starting August the 7th. The first game is here against Nigeria. So go Canada.
August 7th. Canadian basketball. Starting early, man. So it just seemed like the season ended yesterday, damn near. August 7th is like next week.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to be there. And Jesus. You're prepare yourself in Australia and China.
Get a chance to breathe. Yeah. If you use the bathroom.
Yeah. Guys, that brings up a good point. As I think Sammy mentioned it before the show, I will be here with Nick Nurse on August 5th as Team Canada prepares for their matchup. So I'll be here with him at the rec room as we discuss what Team Canada could do in FIBA. So I hope you enjoyed that. But I think we have one more question.
Right here.
Hi, guys. My name is Iman. I've been a fan since the Brooklyn series that we played a few years ago. My favorite moment has to be during the regular season when you hit your first game winner against Orlando, I believe.
Okay.
That's when I knew you were a stone-cold killer and that we could count on you.
Thank you, man.
And so my question is, we all know in Toronto that you really did want to come back, but maybe we weren't able to do it because of our cap situation. In the future, when there are free agents who are considering Canada now that we're champions, what would your pitch to them be?
I don't think I have to pitch anything to them. I think of what they've seen just throughout the season and the end of the season, the parade, and what they've seen in their own buildings. They play in those buildings. They see the, you know, the Raptors fans in there. They see their own mini Jurassic Parks in their own arena. Like, what the hell is that our, you know, when they're cheering for us when we score. And they're like, what the hell's going on? You know, we thought we were home. So I think the fans in itself and the parade and what Masai and Bobby has brought here, it's pretty, you know, self-explanatory. It's pretty visual. You can see it, you know, firsthand. I don't think they need a pitch. I think everybody understands how great, and I don't know if this is a secret or not, but most guys, Toronto's their favorite city to visit throughout the year, most guys. So I don't think it's hard for them to see or to make a choice. But, you know, I want to play in Toronto.
It's all right, man. Listen, if the rest of the NBA world didn't know about Toronto, they did after last season.
For sure.
And the city. So it don't matter. Going forward, Toronto is forever looked at different. It doesn't. And that's what people don't understand. What Danny said about players and coaches, if you did a survey, you ask everybody, what is your favorite team to go play on the road? Toronto is always one of the top two cities, period. Hands down. So this is an amazing city, man.
You guys already know how I feel about Toronto, so great city. We got a couple raffles. We got some jerseys to give away. Then
hopefully we can read the names.
No.
I'll let you read them. Names. Numbers,
hey,
a lot easier.
Numbers this time.
Who came up with the name system?
You can't read the numbers, you got a problem.
Yeah,
you should have did the numbers from the start.
Hey, Danny, I'll allow you to. Yeah, I like the music. Danny, I'll allow you to give these jerseys away. Did you sign those? Are those signed?
I'm going to give away the red first and the black. Yes,
I believe
those
are signed Danny Green jerseys, yes?
Yes, they are.
All right, I'm going to move quick on this. So if you don't scream or something, I'm going to go to the next person. Ready? 855-195.
These lights are bright as hell. Up there in the back there, I see you.
There you go.
That was a little scream.
You gotta give a better scream than that.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, last one. Then we're gonna take a picture. Then there's a lot more giveaways. Ready? 855-171. There you go.
Yeah, bring it on up, dude.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Once Danny gives away
there
this jersey.
Hold on. Congratulations. Are we taking a picture of both of them?
Yep.
All right, we're waiting on Big Man to come through. Where's he at?
One of the things, if you guys have been to any of our live shows, one of the things that we like to do when the live show is coming to a close... Danny,
we
like to.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Where's the other winner? Is the other winner coming?
That's who I was waiting on. Yeah,
oh,
for rushing me into a picture.
One. I'm
with
sorry.
Both
there
of
we
us.
Go.
Your instructions are bad, bro. Here you go. Congratulations. Come on in. Come on, we gotta make sure they see you. We'll do one separate and one together. Hold on a second. All right, now both of you, come on in. You want somebody to grab his phone for him? You got, it's not authentic unless the cell phone is involved.
Huh?
You got these $1,000 cameras in front of you. The iPhone is what's it. Look at the red one. Nav, you're the guy now. All right. Now in front. Sorry, I messed your hair up. Sorry. Congratulations. Give them a round of applause. Thank you.
All right, there are a bunch of items we're going to give away, but one of the things that we always do, if you guys have been to any of our live shows, we want to get as many people as possible in Danny's Instagram and things of that nature. So once he posts... Wait. Once he posts it...
We're doing a photo or a video?
It's a video. Video.
We'll do both.
Danny,
we'll do a
Danny,
video
do the
first. We need to get y'all a little live right now. That was a video, so we gotta get y'all to show some love, man. And then we're gonna do a photo one time. One time for the one time. Can we see everybody in here? There it is. Yeah, that was it. That was the one. Thank you guys, man. Is there more, or are we?
We're gonna do some giveaways now, I think.
Can we do one more photo? We want to kind of do one with our guys here. Can we get the house lights up so we can see all the beautiful fans here in the back?
Lights.
Yeah, all you guys. So we can just get everyone kind of here with the fans in the background.
He said he got a photo.
So we're right here? We're gonna go here.
Oh, we're gonna have these guys in the back.
Okay, here we go.
So everyone get in,
I know we can't really see all the fans, but try to be as tall as you can be. Show your hands at least as on. There you go, get the good angle. That's good stuff right there.
All right, once again. Okay, yeah. So, guys, do me a favor. Give your hand, one more time. Put your hands together for Will Lu, Nav Bhatia, and Phil Handy.
Gentlemen, your service is done. We have some raffles to give away as you guys enjoy the rest of your
night. A couple of raffles while you guys enjoy the rest of your
Nav
night.
Nav Bhatia, our first ever in-studio podcast guest. We talked about winning a title. And a title was won. Special times. All right, it's time to give away some items now. Oh, we're back with the names, Danny.
This is such a bad idea. The numbers are so much easier. I'm going to have you read them.
We're going to work together. You pick one, I pick one.
Maybe.
Charmaine? There you go.
There's no last name or what?
No last name, but there we go.
You got nobody puts their last name, huh?
Don't give out your whole government.
Joe Bell Visayo. It's right there.
Danny, there's one. This is Charmaine behind you. Charmaine's behind us. Yeah.
Hello. Hey. How are you?
Right. You're welcome. Okay, Mary Folhas.
Mary Poppins.
All right.
Congratulations, Joe Bell.
Don't have a blank check here or anything.
It's Joe Bell? All right. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right. Oh,
really?
Yeah, you can go either way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're welcome. Here's somebody that went to English class. Natalie Sutherland or Sutherdand? Sutherdand? Is that Sutherland? The lost art of cursive. Sutherland, the lost art of cursive.
Joe Bell.
Congratulations. We got the bag for you. Where's the bag? Hello. All right.
I want to hold on one second. I know we're doing a raffle, but I just got to say something. You know what? Take your picture. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Come on. Here we go.
I didn't mean to be rude.
Come on.
My bad.
Okay.
While this is happening, Susan Lung can come up to the stage.
Hold on.
Okay.
Get your picture in. No, I'm sorry. I keep interrupting pictures.
Are we doing a picture? There we go. Brief intermission. We got to show this off.
Listen.
It's got to be a dope picture.
I'm Jed. He hit me last night and asked me. If I could bring Larry O'Brien, I was like, unfortunately, I can't because it's on the road with somebody. But listen, I just met this gentleman, Kevin. He said he took a picture of me during the parade because I gave him some inspiration just from talking about the Be Your Own Goat thing. Larry is right here. He took a really nice picture.
That's dope. That's a nice picture.
I think that's what we set out to do in Toronto, Kevin, man. Thank you. And again, I'm going to get off the stage, but I want to just say thank you to everybody for the love that you've shown me since I've been in Toronto. And quick story, man. Listen, Danny talked about how this thing goes full circle. He talked about how it goes full circle. A lot of people don't know, me and Danny started in the G League together years ago.
About 9 years ago.
We spent time in the G League together. He went on to be with the Spurs. I went on to do what I'm doing, and we came back to Toronto full circle. You never know. We might be back here again. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That is. He won one in Cleveland. I won one in San Antonio, and we keep going together. It's kind of crazy. Hello. How you doing? Congratulations. Sorry. Back to the raffle.
Jordan.
Congratulations.
Emma Don.
Hello.
Arzadon? Arzadon? Jordan Arzadon?
There you go. You're welcome. Congratulations.
Oh, he's coming? Okay.
Jordan Arzadon?
Yes.
Is that him?
Yes, yes.
We got him coming to the stage.
How many more we got? You give
J.A.
Sarah Mejia? Sarah Mejia.
See, these are good names here.
Yeah, I could just read. That's the problem. That's
Jessica Marks. You get easy names.
Sarah Mejia.
Jessica Marks. There she is. She's running too. Congratulations.
Right there. Huh?
There you go.
Oh, Sarah Mejia.
Yes,
that's you. Oh, this is Sarah.
Congratulations.
There you go.
yeah. Right, Jessica Marks. Yes, and Sarah Mejia. Okay. You gotta hold
Mejia.
It both tight. You know how to hold
Mejia.
It like this.
Jeff, come on.
There you go. You're welcome.
All right, next. Go. Ooh.
How you doing? Congratulations.
Russell Menart. Russell Menart.
Congratulations.
Russell. There you go.
Congratulations. You're welcome.
Oh, basketball's getting good. Oh, basketball's now? Oh. Oh, we got it.
Congrats, man.
All
right.
Darren Scrippa. D-A-R-N. Darren Scripper? Scripper?
You just call him a stripper?
It's S-C-R-I-P-A.
Scripper.
Strip. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. GG. Yeah.
Asad Alvi. Asad Alvi.
That's the last one?
There you go. DJ Khaled in the building.
Siobhan Singh?
Asad Alvi. Son of father of Assad.
Oh.
Congratulations, man. Come on. Congratulations.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Assad, come on up, big dog.
How many more we got?
Let's do it. Let's do it, big dog.
Siobhan, did Siobhan come
Assad,
up to
good job, there you man. Go. Congratulations.
Two more? Last two? Nothing left. So just
all right.
Just one. Okay, last prize.
Last one.
Danny, you do the honors.
Want me to do it?
Yes.
Go to the bottom of the barrel. Karina Walsh. Yeah. Karina Walsh. Congratulations. I hope I'm reading that right. I want to pull a Steve Harvey up here. Congrats. Careful.
You've been taking too much of those nonetheless shots. That's what happened.
Yeah. How you doing?
Thank you.
Is this you?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right, I think that is actually all.
Without further ado, nonetheless.
Okay.
I think this is it.
This is actually it.
This is the last of the. Hopefully, dang. We might do another. We said if the schedule permits, we might do another live pod during the season.
But this is officially the last one where Raptors fans will be cheering for you.
Yeah.
I'll go first. You go second.
Yeah. Sure.
Thank you, guys. It's been great. We've said thank you a multitude of times already throughout the course of the show, and we feel obligated to continue to say it because it really has been something so special that we couldn't have imagined. For me, I was in between gigs, jobs, didn't know what I was going to do next. Danny was willing to hop on the podcast, and you guys have really made this period of my life. Literally, it's the best period of my life so far, and you guys are heavily responsible for that. You got a little. June 2019, and you guys know I didn't grow up a Raptors fan, but June 2019 will forever be one of the best months of my life. That was ridiculous fun. Thank you very much for embracing us. I still might be around in Toronto.
He's living it. He's living it.
he stay. I'm not 100% sure. Obviously, I will be going to LA periodically to tape the podcast. We hope you guys still watch and listen because, of course, we're going to have Raptors on the podcast when they come into town. Hope we could do a live show next year, but if this is the last time I see you in this format, I am very grateful. I am very thankful for you. I love your city. And the energy that you guys have given me, I hope I've given it back to you. You guys are forever champions, and the city was a champion a long time before they had to get crowned. So I hope you continue to enjoy everything that you guys have to offer. It's a great time.
I'll try to keep it brief. I said thank you so many times to you guys. But Toronto, not only Toronto, but the whole country of Canada will forever be a big part of me and a big part of my career. And a stepping stone or a big foundation in how Danny Green became Danny Green. So I want to thank you guys, I said, from embracing me as the other guy first. And now you're making me a Canadian and having drink milk out of a bag. I said, you never know what's going to come in the future. I think things will come full circle, but you never know if I'll be back here or not. But just thank you guys from the bottom of my heart with much love. And I wish you guys the best and hopefully be back here soon.